There's a battle in Britain that will sound pretty familiar to a lot of Americans. It pits faith against science, and the main battleground is the classroom. The subject is so sensitive, one of Britain's top science officials had to quit his job after he simply broached the topic of addressing creationism in schools. The World's Laura Lynch has this report.
What would Charles Darwin do? Well, this night, there's a chance to ask him.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sheila, your host for another episode of Whose Life Is It Anyway?
This is actually a play with actors portraying talk show hosts and guests. And one of the guests brought from the 19th century to the present day is the father of the theory of evolution himself.
Linnaeus thought we were apes who were specially created with a soul.
But that's not your view?
No, I didn't believe there was a sharp break between humans and other apes. I believe we all have a common ancestor from whom they are descended over a long period.
The play was staged a few weeks ago, not surprisingly, at a national science festival in Liverpool. What is surprising is that it was written in support of intelligent design, an idea that strikes at the heart of evolution because it says the complexity of the universe must have had some guiding hand behind it. The play may upset those who call themselves Darwinists, since it portrays their champion eventually questioning his own theory. There are certainly some who see intelligent design and creationism creeping into the consciousness of more and more people here. Keith Porteous Wood of the Secular Society is worried.
It was almost unheard of 10 years ago, but gradually we've got to the point where something like 30% of students believe in creationism.
One poll done in 2006 suggests 39% of the British public believe in either creationism or intelligent design. Those on the other side of the debate agree something has shifted. Ross Rosevere calls himself a young Earth creationist. For him, planet Earth has only existed for 10,000 years.
Welcome to the Genesis Expo.
Rosevere is the curator of the Genesis Expo, Britain's first and only museum dedicated to debunking evolution and promoting creationism, has pride of place on the waterfront in Portsmouth.
In the 19th century, Darwin wrote about evolution. 140 years on, scientific advances have undermined his ideas.
The museum isn't glitzy, slick, or subtle. Alongside panels displaying fossils and dinosaur eggs is a gravestone with Darwin's portrait. Evolution, it says, can rest in peace. So this is the sales job, but the real battle is being joined in the classroom. A recent documentary report found there were as many as 40 schools where creationism was being taught in science lessons, anathema in the land where evolution is orthodoxy. Rosevere believes change is overdue.
No system's perfect. Both sides haven't got all the answers. And so there ought to be open discussion so that people can arrive at their own conclusion, but also that's how things go forward.
But it's clear this is still a very touchy topic. The director of education for the UK's National Academy of Science lost his job in a flurry of angry debate just days ago. Dr. Michael Rice is also a vicar in the Church of England. He suggested teachers should be open to discussing creationism in science lessons if students raise the subject. According to Rice, it's a matter of treating their beliefs with respect. The backlash was fast and furious. Nobel laureates demanded Rice step aside. He did, after the Academy said his remarks could be misinterpreted. Porteous Wood sees it all as part of a growing problem.
I do think that we have got to the point where we really must start to fight back. And the Council of Europe, one of the big intergovernmental bodies, is so concerned about this issue that it has issued a paper of its own pleading with education authorities to make sure that science education is not tainted.
Lost in all the talking has been a quiet move on the part of the Church of England to reconcile with Charles Darwin. 150 years after vilifying him, the church is endorsing a message from one of its own priests, suggesting that was wrong and it's time to apologize. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.